What happens in sobriety when we've been sober for a while, we've been making some positive changes on our lives, and our partners start all of a sudden seeming to get crazier or want to leave us, or in my mind are testing us, testing our sobriety? Let's talk about that now, because that could help you out a lot if you're struggling with a partner in sobriety, whether they're sober or not. I am grateful I've been sober almost 7 years, and that my wife and I got through a tough period when I was a year or two sober. The way I look at it is, when we're consistently drinking, we make it unsafe for the people we are with to really be their worst selves, to explore how crazy they can get, because we always have to one-up or hide with our drinking. Wesson! Wesson, thank you for the 100 stars.
How are you, Jerry?
Well, today I've been thinking about the time in my wife, the time when I was sober about a year or two, and my wife had one of the toughest times in our marriage because it was like she finally trusted that I was becoming a good enough person and I was safe enough that she could really let out the worst behavior I'd seen from her in the marriage, where, like, for example, she said a bunch of mean things to me and took our daughter to spend the weekend with her parents right when we had a date planned, and I hadn't done anything at that moment to deserve that. That was the way I look at and interpret that. That was a test she put me through to see if I act bad, are you just going to go drink and throw your sobriety away? Or are you going to stick to what you're doing and double down on it? And what I saw, I interpreted this as a test. And it took a few months to get back on the same page. The one thing that helps is if you and your partner are able to consistently have sex, however it gets done, that's really important to stay connected. And I'm glad my wife and I were able to continue doing that. You know, if any time we wouldn't be having a hard time, go do that right away, because almost all relationships I've heard of that end, the sex is something that goes first, and then often the couple has not had sex for quite a while by the time they're ready to split up. And to me, if you're in an exclusive relationship with somebody and you're not having sex, then that relationship is not worth anything more than a friendship, and that relationship needs to change, either depending on each your own habits. But I think most of us that are in an exclusive relationship have some expectation that we'd like to be having sex. And it's ideal to change that before anything like infidelity happens, if possible, so that everybody can make an honorable exit instead of, oh, this person cheated and I'm the victim and all this crap. So what my wife and I did that really helped is, one, I read the Al-Anon book. I read the book that's for family members and friends of alcoholics, and I was telling my wife she ought to read it. In fact, because from my point of view, she was just acting crazy. I was doing so good with my life. What was she doing with her life? I'm like, you need to get a program or get some help. Like, she was still going on with all those old habits of, I'm the reason for everything bad in her life, and all those stories that had built up over time together of, often alcoholics or addicts, we attract people who like to distract themselves with our issues. So that my wife essentially could not look at anything in her own life and just say, well, it's him. And that's why often we get together, is the alcoholics looking for somebody to focus on them, and the Al-Anon or the person who's dating an alcoholic or an addict is looking for somebody to distract them. And when the distraction stops, it can often be very uncomfortable for the person who's used to the distraction, and they can continue acting as if the distraction is still there. When that happens, it's important to look at it as a test, that if you're going to get through it together, you're going to be stronger getting through it together. And it's okay if the relationship ends. I'm grateful my marriage with my wife didn't end and we were able to get stronger through it. But some marriages that were formed in the middle of alcohol or drug addiction, some of those need to end and make way for something better to happen. Because it's just like with how I was playing Call of Duty Warzone before, and I was starting to get really frustrated with it. Well, as long as I was playing that, I wasn't able to be playing a game like Rise of Nations right now that I'm truly loving and enjoying, and taking a while to get a game as we talk through this video. So the idea is, when you make changes in your life, if you're in a relationship, it will often take another person to make changes to keep up with you as well. But you've got to be able to give that person a little bit of time to make those changes. And if you can give that person space and time and trust they'll make the changes, often they will do it. And what happened with me, I was getting all upset with my wife, and she needs to change, and she's not keeping up with my development. And when I read the Al-Anon book, I read it with the purpose of thinking, I'm going to read this so I can really sell it to her good, so I know everything that's in it. And after I finished reading the Al-Anon book, I thought, I'm lucky to have a wife. And all I need to do is work my program of Alcoholics Anonymous. I need to work my program, take really good care of myself. I need to read some more books on how to be the best husband I can be. I need to look for some good examples. And I need to be nice to my wife. Because in my mind, I was just being this saint now that I'm sober. I'm not doing almost anything wrong. But what I didn't even realize were all the ways I was consistently inconsiderate. And I just took those for granted. Like, my wife's main love language is being thought of. And the main thing I've stepped up since our relationship got better is how much I think of her. I think about, well, when I do this, what is she going to want at that point? And is there anything I can adjust in my behavior that'll make her life a little bit easier? And when she gets upset, I have no responsibility to get upset with her or at her, that I can love her. The other day, for example, I dropped my daughter off at a neighbor who was very friendly, and she wanted a play date, the neighbor and the little girl. And I'm like, sure, you can stay here. I exchanged numbers with the responsible adults, the grandparents that were there. And I went down the street, and my wife got upset. She's like, no, you can't leave her. I haven't even met them before. And in the past, that would have been a huge fight, that kind of scenario. But I immediately saw what I did. Like, oh yeah, I pushed this boundary. Laura's upset with it, and that's okay. That's okay that she's upset. I'm okay with what I did, so I don't need to be upset or guilty or anything. And to break that codependency, as long as I'm okay with my behavior, if I'm okay with my behavior, then anything else in the relationship is going to work out. If I'm not okay with my behavior, then we have issues. And if you're with somebody who is behaving in inappropriate ways and pushing your boundaries, and I hesitate to use the word abuse, but consistently being nasty to you, the most important thing is that you're okay with what you're doing and you've got control of your own behavior. My wife and I, the last fight we had was a few months ago. The last fight we had where we said some nasty things to each other was several months ago. And we almost instantly apologized and were like, all right, sorry about that. We almost instantly got it together, the two of us. But what took me a while was to feel better about myself after I said all of the things I said. To feel better about myself was the key thing. And I realized that when I felt bad about myself, it was difficult to get back and to then feel good. So the key thing is to be proud of your own behavior, to feel good about your own behavior. And then if the other person is throwing all kinds of things at you, saying nasty things for you, then it is okay to leave. It is okay to let them leave. You don't have to cling on to somebody forever. It's okay to change. So we've talked a lot about that, and I hope that was helpful for you.